Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Hey, guess what?
What is it already?
It's Monday morning.
Oh, boy. Monday morning.
Yuck.
I'm not a Monday guy.
But hey.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Might as well be today, right?
Might as well.
Here, let me put on the radio.
I love these guys.
They're funny.
Oh, my God. My favorite show. My favorite show ever.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, ladies. Showtime.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our producer, Morty. In fact, where is Morty?
I know. He's right next to me, but...
Yeah, of course. Figure it out. You could win a 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. All a part of the 96 days of summer. Somebody on Friday got 4 out of 5.
What?
So your next chance to win a little bit later on this morning. Guess all 5 elements. Street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Morty's pocket.
Okay.
And you can be sailing the high seas during the 96 days of summer. 6:04, Carla, it's Monday morning.
Yes, it is. Dads, put your pants back on. Father's Day's over. So that's right.
Zip them up.
Get uncomfortable again. Hope everybody had a nice day. I hope, you guys have to generally cook for the whole family on Father's Day, don't you?
Yeah, let's have a Father's Day barbecue.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You just take the day. You're still going to barbecue, right?
You know what? I basically had a... No, yesterday was no different than any other day,
okay.
Which was fine with me.
That's the way it should be, actually.
Got a little work done around the house, watched some golf.
Right.
Swam in the pool, talked to my daughters.
Okay, well, good.
And it was fine.
That's the way it should be. Good. Yeah. It was a nice day. That's how it should be, Mike. Happy and then, belated. Whatever.
Oh, by the way, for those people still buzzing about the letters we wrote to our fathers, we've posted that segment on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check that out, a lot of people talking about, a lot of people didn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to play it for my daughter Kelly yesterday.
Right.
And again, with the tissues and the crying and same with Jody.
I did find out that in doing that, that a lot of our family doesn't listen to our show.
That's what I found out.
I know. It's like, what do you mean? Okay.
Even Jody said, why didn't you tell me you were doing this? So I played it for her.
You listened, honey.
I guess not. But it's on our website, on our morning show page.
It's hard to listen to.
Go to 96.3kklz.com. All right, sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be a nice week. 99 the high today, 101 tomorrow, 76 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news here in a bit.
Oh, man, what a weekend. The tweets heard round the world, I'll tell you who.
We'll get more on that. Plus, a big concert announcement that we have coming up after Kiss.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
New book out says that Prince Harry developed a huge crush on Jennifer Aniston back in 2009. He was only 26 years old, got her number from a friend, started texting her, sending emojis, all that stuff.
Yeah.
She wasn't really interested. She was also 40 at the time, and she thought,
I forgot. Yeah, there's a little age difference.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Well, who didn't have a crush on Jennifer Aniston?
Well, exactly. Mike and Morty were also sending her emojis, so nothing happened.
Well, we got
there.
No response.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
At least he got a response.
Yeah, I know. He's a prince. That's why. I got to be a prince to be turned down.
Mm.
Well, it was the tweet heard around the world. O.J. Simpson has joined Twitter. He promises to, quote, challenge a lot of the BS that people say about him. He says, I got a little getting even to do. Oh, gee. What?
Yeah.
So,
is that what you want to hear from him?
Not the best first tweet ever.
No. Does he not know there might be hackers on Twitter? OJ. So he's got now he's got over 625,000 followers.
Just
already.
Like that.
Yeah.
What are we doing wrong?
Exactly. Better be careful. He could be president. You never know. He could wind up and be president. And also, Bill Cosby tweeted out a big happy Father's Day. Started it out, hey, it's America's dad.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and wished everybody a happy Father. What is going on?
I don't know. You got Canadian teams winning the NBA championship.
I know.
You have St. Louis winning the NHL championship.
And, yeah, and OJ and Simpson and Bill Cosby on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, here, hold my roofing bear. Would you?
If there's going to be a social media platform that the two of them are going to be on, it better be Twitter, because at least it limits them to talking.
They only get 240 characters.
Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, though. OJ posted a video. So just get right around that one.
Nice.
Oh, what is happening to our world? Guns N' Roses says, as a matter of fact, that's it. Keep it going, Mike. Slash says if he wasn't in Guns N' Roses, he'd be doing illustrating. He was a big drawer. He had a pen and paper from the time he can remember.
Wow.
He says, I'd be an artist, just like most of the people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a little more from Guns N' Roses, well, people, they're coming back to Vegas.
Nice.
They absolutely are. November 1 and 2, 1st and 2nd of November, the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. Tickets go on sale Friday, June 21st, 10 a.m. You know how it works. Now, be listening this afternoon. Larry Martino will have your Guns N' Roses tickets. You can win them before you can even buy them. 3:40 this afternoon. Be listening to Big Baby Bubba Larry Martino. He will hook you up. For now, that is my painfully detailed.
Carla, you had mentioned OJ is on Twitter. 650,000 followers already.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You going to follow him?
No, I'm really not. No, I'm not. I know that a lot of people do it. You know, you follow people just to see what stupid thing they might say or whatever. No, I'm not going to follow him.
You're not?
No. No. I mean, I can always look and see what he's posted, you know. But I'm sorry. Whatever you may think out there. Maybe you think he's perfectly innocent. But it makes me mad that he'll probably make a fortune off of it too, because then if he goes on, because he'll probably be, I think he is on Instagram as well, because if he gets enough followers, which he has now,
yeah,
people will start, advertisers will start, you know, advertising on his, his page, on whatever it is, if he's on Instagram, and he can make money. He'll make money off
of it. Who are some of the biggest celebrities you follow right now? I know you follow, Sandra Bullock?
I follow Sandra Bullock. I follow Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
She's huge. I'm trying to think of other celebrities that I follow. I follow some of the people on Days of Our Lives. This Is Us.
Why am I not surprised?
I know Mandy Moore. I follow Mandy.
Okay.
She's retweeted a few of my things, which I thought was really cool.
702-739-9636. Are you going to, or are you already following OJ?
Yeah.
And who are some of the biggest celebrities you follow?
Right. Now, listen, if you don't want to use your name,
that's
fine. I understand.
Fine.
It's okay. It's all right.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLD.
We had mentioned that OJ Simpson is on Twitter already, over 650,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted to know, A, are you going to follow him? Are you following him?
Yeah.
And B, who are some of the biggest celebrities you follow? Carly, you had mentioned Richard Marx.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Not a big fan of Adam Levine, but you do follow him.
No, I'm not a fan of him and his music so much, but he is great to follow. Yeah,
he's
really
great
good
to follow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, there are a lot of celebrities. They're interesting. Mike said, too bad 600,000 plus people don't have anything better to do.
Right.
Georgia said, no, never in a million years would I follow OJ. I guess my biggest celebrity, though, that I do follow is Richard Gere. Tom McCourt says, OJ, he's my neighbor, by the way, joins Twitter.
What?
Yeah, he lives up in Canyon Gate.
Wow.
Claims to want to, quote, get even, while Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman were unavailable for comment.
Mm-hmm.
Karma was quoted as saying, even? Really? Bitch, please. Hold my beer. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Between him and Bill Cosby, you know what? Have fun on social media, people. It never ends.
No.
Never ends.
John, what about you? Do you follow big celebrities on Twitter?
I don't follow many. There's one, and I can't remember her name, but she was
so
the
big
actress on Third Rock from the Sun. Her stuff is hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah, so big I can't remember her name.
I know.
Exactly.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
But I'm not on the Twitter that much.
Yeah. I am on Twitter probably more to follow other people.
Oh.
Because I do like it because it's short. Twitter's short.
Yeah.
Unless you're posting videos like OJ. That's your job.
Yeah.
You got to know it's real.
That's right. It's not the other OJ, because there are a lot of fake OJ accounts now, and they're pretty funny.
See, I just found out I had a Twitter.
Yeah,
account. I'm almost certain OJ's Bronco has its own Twitter.
Yes,
account,
I know. So. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. I know.
All right. Well, whatever you do, what? Good for you.
All you have to do is figure out where's Morty, and you might have a chance to win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two, all a part of the 96 days of summer. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 7:04. By the way, a little bit later on this hour, you will have a shot to guess address, city, state, zip, and what's in Morty's pocket before 8 o'clock. So make sure. And by the way, just to keep up, there's another picture, another puzzle piece revealed of the picture Where's Morty. So if you're just joining in, check it out. 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, high of 99. 101 the high tomorrow. Triple digits throughout the week.
Yeah.
It's only about 80 outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after ZZ Top and Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Tell me baseball is boring. A Babe Ruth jersey sold for $5.6 million.
What?
Wow. Yeah. $5.6 million. Went up for auction, and they thought it would go for probably a couple million. $5.6 million, man.
According to the family, that's one of the last remaining things they have.
Right.
It's the grandkids.
Right, yeah.
Saying this is one of the last jerseys we have.
Man,
so.
I mean, I'm sure, I hope they all hung on to something, but that.
I have a Babe Ruth signed. Like a little piece of paper signed by him, but it's faded.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's framed and everything.
That's cool. A friend of mine has a ball signed by him. Yeah. It's pretty tattered, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got nothing.
I know. Yeah, well, you know. I know. I'm like, you got me.
I got you.
You got me.
Thank you, Cher.
I got you, babe. So, a new study shows that spending at least 2 hours a week in nature, out in nature, hugely beneficial to your health, physically and mentally.
They I did that this weekend.
Out. Yeah. They said that you should get out, do the hike, do something like that.
Clark County had a big cleanup, Mount Charleston.
Right.
So Jody and I, along with our grandson, Ethan, we went up there. She works for the airport.
Yeah, it's good
so
to
we
do.
Went out there and we spent a couple of hours in nature and I feel fabulous.
See, it is. It's good to do. Now, I didn't hike this weekend, but I think it's time to get back out there.
Is that why you're in the mood you're in?
Yeah, well, I know. Yes.
Plus it's Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. And Mike, this makes me happy though. Like you know, cell phones for a while there, they were getting smaller and smaller and then all of a sudden they just got huge again.
Yeah.
So are underwear. Apparently, granny panties are back.
Making a comeback.
Love it.
Yes.
Couple celebrities out there. Of course, Kim Kardashian, Rihanna. They're pushing granny panties now. And they're sexy. They're very sexy. They're very sheer. They've got lace all over them.
Wow.
These are really, they're cut differently than they used to be. They're like French cut. They just go higher. That's all. That's all. It's like you guys. You guys basically wear granny panties. I mean, you guys do. You don't wear bikinis. You wear bikinis?
No.
No, exactly. Do you wear French cut? No. Guys wear granny panties. Exactly.
That's you the guys, visual we want this morning.
Yes,
Morty in a pair of French cut granny panties.
Exactly. You guys have worn granny panties forever, so we can wear granny panties. Yeah, they're coming back.
Can I tell you the first time I ever saw my dad in his BVDs?
I don't know if you can. I don't know. Why?
Oh, my God. It's in my mind.
Yeah, I think,
the whitest man I've ever seen.
There's something about, listen, let's face the fact.
No tan lines at all.
Right. We can look pretty good in whatever underpants we're sporting, most women. You guys do not look good in tidy whities at all. You just don't.
I don't know how many other people caught their dad in their tidy whities.
We'll go right there because that is an eye-opening experience.
That's the visual we're giving you this morning.
And no matter how good your dad looks, it's your dad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
my dad
that was a good looking man.
Okay,
until then.
I know. Like, I can't go to school today. I can't go to school.
Mike, why are you wearing sunglasses? Yeah, because my eyes are hurt.
I saw my dad in his underpants. It was awful. It is Monday. A few things you should know.
People texting in about.
My gosh.
Are they texting in about the granny panties or BVDs?
They're texting in about dad and his BVDs and his skips, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This is funny. Gerald says, I thought my dad was the coolest guy on earth till I saw him in his underwear when I was about 10 years old. I thought I was going to die. He slipped way down after that.
That's about the age I saw my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Caitlin says, I think for some reason it might be worse for boys to see their dad in their undies. I saw my dad in his budgie smugglers. She says, I'm from England. When I was about 10 years old, funniest thing I had ever seen in my life. Laughed for days, even told my friends, tried to get them to come over because I thought they'd get a kick out of it if they saw him too.
Nice. Scar other. Why should I be the only kid scarred?
I know. Oh, that's too... I don't know. Maybe it's harder for boys to see their dads.
Because you have this image of your dad.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we're talking like this about dad because on Friday...
Yeah, I know.
We were paying homage.
Mike, if your kids saw you in yours, I'm sure that Kelly and Nicole were both going, oh, for the love of God, seriously? Come on.
I think I look in my BVDs.
I just picture everybody like Joe Dirt walking in like...
Yes, exactly. Posing. That's just it, because I think you guys look pretty good. Where I think we're more likely to kind of hide a little bit. Yeah. You guys are generally pretty proud of it right there.
Dave, what's going on?
I worked for Federal Express for 28 years, and I can't even begin to count how many times I saw these old dudes come to the door in their DVDs.
Oh.
So I'd be like, oh my God, sign so I can leave.
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, wow.
Well, you just erased the picture of my dad in his BVDs.
Yeah, you win. You win.
Hands down.
Wow.
Thanks a lot for the call, David.
Sorry for the image, but.
No, that's fine.
Great call.
Yeah, that just wrecked it for everybody.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, there are some people that are proud walking around in the DVDs.
I'm still stuck on budgie smugglers. I don't know what that is. Never heard that. Budget smugglers.
It's an English thing.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know why this BVD thing has blown up.
Oh, my God, this is hilarious.
But people still texting in.
Well, Carrie Ann said, my dad thought it was hilarious. Oh, boy. To walk around the house when my friends came over in his BVDs. That's an SNL sketch right there. That dad, come here, pull my finger, honey. Come on over here. And Jack said to your one caller who worked for FedEx, well, I am sorry. Next time, just leave my package on the porch. Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't think, you know, I will admit this, that I have, like, when they leave it on the porch.
Yeah.
Like, if I just have my robe on or something.
Yeah.
Or just like a long t-shirt on and my underpants.
Yeah.
I'll just look out real quick and grab my package and run back inside.
I've done that. It's just right there.
Yes, it is. But I'm not going to answer the door.
No.
You know, in my bra and panties. How you doing? Thank you so much.
It's just a bathing suit.
Well, true. But I still wouldn't. I wouldn't answer in a bikini either.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't answer in a one piece. I mean, if I just came in from the pool, but...
All of a sudden, Carla's like Dr. Seuss now.
I will not answer.
Right. What about in a burka? Will you answer the door wearing a burka?
Yes, I would. Wearing a burka, I would. Yes. Right. Yes, I would have no shame in that, but a bikini? Are you kidding me? Jeez.
The young lady whose dad paraded around.
Oh, man.
Especially when your friends are there. That has to be the ultimate embarrassment.
Yeah. How you ladies doing? I make you grilled cheese. What do you want? You want something? You want a tuna sandwich?
Working out.
Patty, what do you want?
And then do your friends go home and tell their parents? Then they have to call and tell your dad, hey, could you please not walk around in your underwear when my kids are at your house?
Yeah. Back in the day, though, that was fun, Dad. Yeah. You know?
That was fun, Dad.
Now that's creepy, Dad. Yeah.
I remember a friend of mine, Dave Osborne.
Uh-huh.
he had what I thought was a hot mom.
Right.
And she'd walk around sometimes in just a slip.
She was that mom. Okay, there you go.
And I was like, ugh.
With the baby. Did she have the,
yes.
It was
yes.
like the pointy playtex? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Did I ever
man.
Tell my mom or dad? No. But I would love to stay at Dave Osborne's again this weekend.
Now, was Dave Osborne's, were his parents still together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if she was, you know, the single mom, the divorcee.
It's all fun and games until Dave's dad comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or Dave's dad was the old, this is Sheila. This is
take me home.
Yeah, honey, get me another scotch if you could.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm just waiting for the day those pointy bras come back. I cannot wait for those things to come back. Oh, man.
You need to start the trend. Don't wait.
I should, actually.
Be a trendsetter.
I should, man. Oh.
All right. All this goofy stuff aside, caller 9 right now, 702-739-9636. You get a chance to make an official guest. Guess, win that Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company at 96.3 KKLZ. You got to be 25 years of age or older. Good luck. 702-739-9636. Dial it up. We're going to get through news, weather, and traffic and start with caller 9. Good luck. Final week of Project H2O.
Yes, it is.
Benefiting the Salvation Army. If you want to donate 4 cases or more, we still have tickets for Mob Museum, gift cards to Nacho Daddy, Distill, a couple of tickets for Magic Mike, and check this out. We now have $50 gift cards to dine at the Goose Island Pub.
Oh, nice.
Inside the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah.
And casino during their new music bingo.
That place is great.
So if you donate 4 cases or more per family, per household, you can have your choice.
Very cool.
So make sure you do it between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, through this Friday here at the radio station, 2920 Durango. And, of course, if you want directions, more info, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Let's see here. Sunshine today going to be nice all week long. Down to 99 today.
Okay.
101 in triple digits throughout the week. It's about 82 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Game of Thrones. She says even she wasn't real happy with her death.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll find out who that is and why, plus some other stories after Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino say they want to do a Romeo and Michelle sequel. Would you watch it? It's a goofy movie.
It was.
Such a goofy movie. Apparently people have expressed interest. It's has quite a cult following, this movie. It's always been quite popular. So
I would imagine they would go back to even another reunion.
Yeah, I
years
know.
Later.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Just as dumb and just as, are they entrepreneurs now? Are
Maybe.
They influencers? Is that it?
They're legit.
Yeah. In a recent interview, Julia Roberts told Variety magazine that the original ending for Pretty Woman was way different. She said it was very dark and pretty shocking. Her character was basically tossed out of a car, and Lewis, the Richard Gere character, threw the money on top of her, just drove away, basically leaving her in an alley. She said, thank God that fell apart.
If that's one of those endings. We'll have to ask Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff Howard when he comes in later this week. Is that one of those endings they let people see?
Yeah.
And then they vote.
Could be.
And nobody liked it, so they said, let's go with the other ending.
Yeah. That was like 30 years ago now, probably.
And was that her first big role?
I think so. Mystic Pizza was a pretty big movie for her, but I think that was, I'm trying to think of something else. I think that was her first big role, though. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Cersei, Lena Headey, she's the one who played Cersei Lannister.
Right.
She said she wanted a little better death for Cersei. She said, you know, you dream of your own death on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You could go in any way on our show, so I was kind of gutted. She said, but they couldn't have pleased everyone no matter what they did. You know, I was hoping there would be some big, you know, big end and big exit, but no. She said the climb up, you know, there was a long climb up, but a short fall down. In the end, she said it was probably the perfect ending since she and Jaime came into the world together. now they're leaving together.
I know a lot of people were disappointed that she didn't get it more.
Yeah, I know.
Like just bricks falling on her? That's it?
I know. She said she loved that she wound up queen. She loved the ending they gave Sansa, which there wasn't much to it, but there was.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to have these people now look back and say, yeah, I like that, I didn't like that, when they're in the thick of things.
Okay.
And a big happy birthday, by the way, to her, Barry Manilow today. This is a funny thing. Whoops. Everything that we... Yeah, no.
keep playing.
Everything, it's very funny. It's his age is 76, but everything you read, it's like reported 76. Reported, so I don't know if Barry's lying about his age. I don't know. But if I were Barry, I'd go higher. I always go higher as you get older. So people say, wow, oh my God, you look good for 90.
Fabulous.
Wow, look at you.
Still performing.
Yes, that is my painfully deep take.
Carla, I want to talk about this kid. He has to be the bravest, coolest kid ever.
Yeah.
19-year-old kid broke into a house in North Carolina last week, told this 11-year-old boy to get in a closet. But the kid had another idea. He grabbed a machete off the wall in his house.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And hit the burglar in the back of the head. Guy took off. Here's the kid talking about it.
He pointed a pellet gun at me that was located in our house. And I knew that it wasn't loaded, so I just sat down and got in my closet like he told me to. He went into the living room to grab my phone to make sure I didn't call the 911 or anything. When I saw him try to put it in his pocket, I grabbed my machete off of my wall and went to hit him. And I hit him in the back of the head.
I don't know how many kids have a machete up on their wall in the bedroom.
Collecting them? It must be that type thing.
Well, that robber's first, like, if you're walking to a house that has guns laying around and a machete on the wall, maybe it's not.
Might be the wrong home.
Maybe you bring your own pellet gun, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, could I borrow something to rob you guys with?
The kid was home alone, and the burglar said, get in the closet, but the kid still grabbed the machete. The guy took off, but the cops caught him.
Too good.
And so...
Good.
I know you can point that pellet gun at me. I know it's not loaded because it's ours.
Poor guy, when you stop by the cop. This kid is crazy. He's crazy. He took a machete to me. Just trying to rob his place.
11 years old.
Wow.
Most of us were being scarred by seeing our dads in their BBDs.
Yes, exactly. This kid's, you know, waving a machete at some guy. Wow, good for him, though.
Yeah.
God. Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I got to get a machete, I think. I just hang on the wall somewhere.
Put it on the wall just in case, right?
Hootie and the Blowfish coming to town. We have those tickets to give away. Tell you how to win those in about 6-7 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, this is a concert that we announced a while ago. But it is right around the corner. In fact, this weekend over at the T-Mobile Arena, Saturday night, Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, their group therapy tour. This is going to be a fun show.
Oh, this is going to be huge. I mean, I don't know if they'll do this again.
Yeah.
You know, and they haven't done it in 20 years except for like they did some big function like fundraiser a few years back. But this is huge.
All right. So if you want to go... Ninth caller, we're going to play a round of, what is it, the pyramid game.
Pyramid game, yep.
Just like they do on TV.
That's right.
We will have a category. Carla will give you clues out of that category, and you simply identify the category.
Yes.
Then, of course, what, 3 out of 3?
3 out of 3, yes.
Big winner. 702-739-9636. 702-739-9636. We'll start with caller number 9. Good luck. Carla, we have Patricia on the phone. She's going to play a round of Mike and Carla's Pyramid Game. Hopes of winning tickets for Hootie and the Blowfish,
yes.
Bare Naked Ladies. 3 out of 3, Patricia, and you are a winner. Here we go. Number 1.
Guppies, piranhas, trout.
Fish.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Number 2.
Owls, sparrows, blue jays.
Bird.
Yes.
Number 3.
Good job. Balloons, hot food, candles.
Blow on.
Yeah,
yes.
That's it. That one was just for me. That-
Yes, I don't know if you realize, Patricia, sometimes we do it just for us.
Yes, that's right.
But the important thing is... it's a Monday. The most important thing is you got the tickets. Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, Group Therapy Tour, this Saturday night, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And it's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Enjoy.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Oh, this is just sad. A guy in Florida, he's been stealing pool floats from people's pools for months.
Oh.
Cops finally caught up with him last week. He admitted he had taken the floats because, well, he likes doing stuff with
commitment. No. So, you know, doesn't argue.
Facing 10 burglary charges.
Doesn't ask him what he's thinking.
Nope.
You know, so, okay.
Pool all floats.
Right. It's a pool. Okay.
Just go to the dollar store.
Get a noodle. Get your own noodle.
Yeah, well, I think that's the problem. He has a noodle.
Yeah.
Maybe. That might be the problem.
There's a 55-year-old guy whose real name is Kevin Bacon from Wells River, Vermont. He was driving last Thursday afternoon when he accidentally sideswiped a parked cop car. When asked, he said he was looking at his phone searching for an episode of Saved by the Bell that he wanted to watch. That's why he swerved.
Very honest. Very, very honest.
He even told the cops the episode. It was the Screech's Spaghetti Sauce episode.
Oh, I remember that one.
Where the gang bottles and sells the spaghetti sauce Screech makes in cooking class.
Okay. Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Had to watch it.
No, there's so many people in this world who have just fallen on their heads too many times. Oh, my God.
Had to watch it.
Fallen.
Yeah, sorry. Fallen. Yeah. Wow. Fallen. Hey, Reuben Harper, San Francisco. He's suing the makers of Oreo cookies because their claim that cookies are made with real cocoa is false and deceptive.
Uh-huh.
Lawsuit states that the cookies contain alkalized cocoa, which is processed and lacks the health benefits of real cocoa.
Oh.
Anyone who thinks there's any health benefit to an Oreo cookie, you know what?
You're eating them for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Just there for fun. Buy a pool noodle and get over it. Wow. And a bear, Mike, I think you're going to have the same insight on this story. A bear recently spotted eating a package of Twizzlers on top of a wall outside of a Claremont, California home. Now, neighbors took pictures of the bear. It finished the Twizzlers, walked on off, just hopped off the wall and took off. First of all, why are you not eating Red Vines?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I was thinking the same thing.
What are you doing with Twizzlers, bear? Bear.
Wrong house.
Hey, bear, Red Vines, bear. Hey, bear, Red Vines.
The reason she does that is because they say when you're going through the woods where there are bears, if you just clap and go, hey, bear,
right.
Allegedly they won't bother you.
Okay.
They'll go, oh, my God, is somebody clapping? Run! Run, Henry, run!
Get the Twizzlers and run!
Exactly.
They actually have a, we were up in Alaska. They have a class that you have to go to, a safety class, and they tell you.
Right.
To clap?
Clap.
Yes,
hey, bear.
They teach you. There are certain parks as well where they'll tell you what to do.
Right.
You have to clap and do the bear.
Man.
Hey, bear. But next time, you know what? Keep a bear happy and bring some Red Vines. That's all I'm saying. With the Twizzlers, you can all argue us. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Brian involved in a pretty bad traffic collision while he was out riding his motorcycle. This was near Liverpool, England, the very end of last year. Now, firefighters, paramedics, the police, they all showed up. But as they loaded him into the ambulance, he went into cardiac arrest. And things were looking pretty bad. Nobody could revive him.
Yeah.
So Dr. Mark Forrest was the next one on the scene. And he still couldn't get his heart restarted. No response. So only option left was to operate, like, right there on the side of the road. Dr. Forrest cut him open, exposed his heart, lungs, And they needed to treat the internal bleeding and try to massage his heart back to life.
Wow.
And they did. Within a matter of minutes, his heart was beating strongly. The bleeding, they were able to get it under control, loaded him into the air ambulance, flew him to the next major trauma center over in Liverpool. He was there for a while, but he survived. And he recently, just a few weeks ago, walked his daughter down the aisle.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, I can't thank Dr. Forrest enough. They did everything they could to save my life, and obviously it worked. I was lucky enough to be able to walk my daughter down the aisle, and that's all thanks to them. That's like you only see it on TV files.
I can't even imagine being that guy going through that.
Yeah.
They had to do this, and they had to break open my chest, and they had to operate, stop the bleeding, get the heart going.
On the side of the road, the dirt, and the didn't.
And then they flew me to a hospital.
Man,
that's amazing.
Ooh-wee. Yeah.
Boy.
I'll mess with you.
Think you had a tough weekend?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe not.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Didn't get a new razor.
Anytime you have a feel-good story like that, man, pass it along. Just submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:39, here you go. We're going to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon next. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low loan rates for the cars you want. Recapping this morning show. Let me just say this. We talked about celebrities you're following.
Yeah.
And if you're going to follow O.J. Simpson now that he has a Twitter account, he has over 650,000 followers already.
Yeah, it's not pretty thus far.
Boy, you mentioned BVDs and the text lines blow up, phone lines going nuts, along with parents of your friends that you saw in their underwear. You know what? All I can say is you should have listened early.
Yes, exactly.
And the battle rages on. Red Vines versus Twizzler.
Oh.
We're going to put the poll on Facebook, on our Facebook page right now, which you can link up with right through our website. If you want to vote, we'll have the results for you tomorrow morning.
You're all going down.
I know.
Going down.
Wendy Rush is back. She will be in. Carry you through the midday, the workday. She has those tickets for the Royal Affair Tour, which is happening over at the Joint featuring Yes and Asia.
Nice.
Plus another shot to guess and possibly win that Mexican Riviera we have to give away from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer. It's all happening with Wendy Rush when she comes in. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.